Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sending that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably. So that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet, too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite. Completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. Five. You are just so relaxed and feeling yourself going even deeper. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of speed, pride, loyalty, and mischievousness filling your mind. You feel competitive and confident, and a love for racing and coolness. Just let yourself relax into them, as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more, more intensely until you reach your goal, a bright checkered finish line. An awesome pony always reaches her goals, first at the finish line, right? You can hear the wind racing in your ears, the crowd roaring. You can see clouds flying by you at an amazing velocity. Feel the snap of fresh air, the wind fiercely blowing on you. You feel so absolutely energized. The sight, the sound of the crowd brings yet another shot of adrenaline to your racing heart, touching you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Speed is the name of the game, and you are number one. Feel as your fingers and toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading downward slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to soothe together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails, a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remains are your beautiful hooves. The bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on 2 legs anymore, you don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo a similar, unstoppable action. You're doing so awesome now. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on 4 legs. Feelings of power, of strength and agility. You realize how competitive you really are. Second to none. Ambitious, you tend to take the lead instead of following others. Even around total strangers, you are still proud, to the point of being obnoxious. You take pride in going for the gold. Nothing else matters, except those closest to you. Your loyalty is unending. The bond between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. It's like drugs to you. You suddenly want to rush to their needs. Losing anything, especially a friend, leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart. To truly be like and be a pony, a brash tomboy, living in the moment. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing, in and out. Adventurous, playful, and loyal. These might be strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life, but at the same time, you feel a happiness, so jovial, light, and fluffy. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes, and this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Something as sure and real as gravity, something you like to defy with your strong wings. Flying is such a freeing sensation. Feel as the changes pass over your ear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now, you're sure of yourself. You got this, awesome pony. Different from usual daily life, but welcome all the same, because who wouldn't want to be a cute pastel pony, to have some magic and happiness in their day? I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft, silken hair busts forth from it like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine, as a rainbow softly extends from its base tip of your newly formed tail, making you happy. It is a vibrant spectrum, containing all the colors of the rainbow. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it, although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first. It quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. It sure will help you to maneuver all of your jaw-dropping stunts. You can't help but wonder what will come next. Feel now as just below your shoulders, the firm stretching feeling of two large, strong wings slowly, gradually growing, shooting outward, connected down your side with soft, sleek blue feathers. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out. They make a small breeze as you ruffle them, before they rest comfortably by your sides. Your new Pegasus wings, soft and light, strong and free. It is going to be so amazing to fly. You're doing great, little pony. And as your wings grow and shoot out, like a bolt of lightning, you start to remember a story. That first time you ever raced, when your heart got that first shot of adrenaline. The first time you left a rainbow flying high behind you, an extension of your much-colored tail. It feels like something otherworldly, and you are reminded, once again, how close your heart is to the hearts of those around you. You always leave them awestruck. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out, coming to rest comfortably by your sides, your new Pegasus wings. My wings. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement. As they continue to grow, the three layers of feathers, each having its own special job to do, to give you the exhilarating ability of flight, until they were eventually fully formed with a strong, sleek look to them, just as you've always visualized. Just as you've always wanted, as I'm sure you're aware. I wonder if you could feel the speed in your new wings. Feel their power surge deep in your mind and body, coming to you so effortlessly, so surely. As the tingling change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your throat tingles and your voice becomes slightly more feminine, sounding scratchy and almost strained, as if it could crack at any moment. A perfectly fitting voice for a pony as awesome as you. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down to the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A stunning rainbow mane for you to sport with pride. You concentrate hard, wanting your performance to be a success, to leave them in awe as you always do. You visualize yourself leaving a rainbow streak in the sky in front of an awe-inspired crowd. You know from practicing that optimistic thoughts and a positive outlook have a great impact on your performance. You now shift your focus to your wings, your eyes on the prize. The sonic cone beginning to form in front of your forehoofs. It begins to brighten softly, slowly at first, but as your ears begin to disappear in a blazing bright cyan fog, your head begins to feel hot with the increased glow. With your intimate focus, you hardly notice any sound that you used to hear. They briefly fade away, only for a short while. You now concentrate on the next step, in position. Thinking to yourself, you visualize exactly in how you want your new ears to be. You imagine and feel them shooting up from the top of your head. As you focus, in a dim flash of light, your new ears fade into existence. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about, your awesome nature aroused as you pick up those new, crisper, clearer sounds on the lookout for coolness. They are covered in soft, plush, blue fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so delightful, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extends out to so naturally form your lovely head, animated, friendly eyes. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, growing larger, so you can train even more. Your iris changing color to a lovely magenta tone. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your fur. awesome pony hat for a cool pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A lovely blue Pegasus. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it. Mischievous thoughts. Cunning and sneaky, but still loyal until the end. Daydreaming. Racing. Relaxing it. So natural, as you know this to be true. Because you are the awesome pony. So relaxed. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic. You feel confident, admiring your new body. You have done so well, so far. The Wonderbulls and every pony you love would be proud of all the progress you have made and will make. You have done such a good job on your performance. A plus for sure, as Twilight would say herself. Alone you sit at your locker. Everything in it. A picture of your friends, of little Scooty and your Wonderbolt's uniform, neatly ironed by Rarity at her insistence. You can't wait to perform. Probably you're going to be seen by the princess herself. You are the best young flyer in all of Equestria after all, but you already knew that. That fact is as plain as day, as Celestra's rising sun. Why else would you have such devoted and loving fans, aside from your own undying loyalty to both them and your friend? Why would you have your wall filled with shiny trophies, bright ribbons, and other such prizes dispersed in between all the photographs of you and every pony you care for, prizes within themselves? Such happy memories. Memories of how far you have come. You had finally made your foalhood dreams fulfilled. Ever since that day, when you were first to fly, or even hover, in your days at Cloudsdale Elementary, as all the other fillies and foes circled around you eagerly, wanting to hear your stories about flying, how good it was. And when the time came, just as with flying, slightly later on, you were the first in your class to get your cutie mark. Every pony, including yourself, was ecstatic. The teacher just watched from the sidelines, letting you have your moment, before it got down to time to learn. As you know, getting your cutie mark is a very big deal, especially when you are the first in your class. Your destiny to be the best flyer in all of Equestria, to dazzle and delight, for love and friendship. Just thinking about your air work, as you trot down the long, winding hallways, maybe pondering who you're going to hang out with after practice. A nap kinda sounds good though, too. It all takes a backseat when it comes time to train. Here's to a good 5 hours of flying, unless you are needed elsewhere, loyally. Surely this will be a challenge, a chance to win, and in doing so, give you that wonderful sense of fulfillment you enjoy so much. The security ponies are patrolling the halls, on the lookout for overly overzealous fans, but those who are persistent deserve to be indulged, unless they are crazy, of course. Maybe you might seat Scoots before you go out in the air. A welcoming world of aerobatics for you to play in. Just thinking of that image that has already formed in your lightning-fast mind, just like your body, Rainbow Dash, I would say. But you don't want to be too brash about your accomplishments. After all, who wants another visit from the mysterious ne'er-do-well? You trail off giggling to yourself. Sometimes I feel like such a little filly. Truly lost in your pride, but not letting it get the best of you, your steps quicken, licking your muzzle as you think of what you will train today, as you hear the sound of your hooves against that proud marble, idle stadium noise, and regular Cloudsdale business in the background. I'm sure any distractions remaining, if they haven't already, will fade away once we get to your destination, Cloudsdale Stadium. The wind rushing in your ears and the roaring of the packed stadium, you feel the crowd's emotions soaking into you, even if they aren't cheering for you, just yet. As you feel them soaking into you, becoming part of you, even more awesome now. Yes, cooler and more awesome, because with each passing second, each day of practice, you become better and better at what you love to do. That delicious rush you get. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. Alone you sit at your locker, everything in it, a picture of your friends, of little Scooty, and your Wonderbolts uniform, neatly ironed by Rarity at her insistence. You can't wait to perform. Probably you're going to be seen by the princess herself. Now again, snapping back to the stadium. At the bleachers at Cloudsdale Stadium, you look around to see your surroundings. You can trot around. Now, getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it, to train, instead of just hearing about it. That was good, but this is even better. You are here, so astonishing. Now, getting the chance to run your soft hooves over the fluffy clouds and hard, age-old marble. Silently thinking to yourself how old this stadium really is, and exactly how many of your heroes got to fly here. It fills you with the most pride and happiness you could ever wish for. Going to your locker as you slip on that blue uniform, the feeling of pride and success welling up in you. You had finally made your fallhood dreams fulfilled. Ponies of every shape and kind, all here to watch you. Ticker tape and flags, red, yellow, blue, orange, black, every color imaginable. Snacks, stands, booths, and everything else. The sights and sounds bearing out as you feel them soaking into you, becoming part of you, even more awesome now. Yes, cooler and more awesome, because with each passing second, each day of practice, you become better and better at what you love to do. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. You're doing such a good job. Again, snapping back out of the loop of deep thought at your locker, you look around to see your surroundings, everything in its place as you slip on your uniform and kiss the picture of your friends. Soon getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it, now instead of just hearing about it. So fascinating. Now getting the chance to run your soft hooves over the fluffy clouds and hard, age-old marble. Silently thinking to yourself how old this stadium really is, and exactly how many of your heroes got to fly here, it fills you with the most pride and happiness you could ever wish for. Ponies of every shape and kind, all here to watch you. Ticker tape and flags. Red, yellow, blue, orange, black, every color imaginable. Snacks, stands, booths, and everything else. The tall marble pillars with their intricate artful engravings. The spectator seats, row upon endless row. Marble spiral staircases to the multiple floors of the seats. That view of the sunset when Luna begins to raise the moon. So warm and fuzzy, like that feeling you get when you get the gold. Trying not to run now, you have to be a good little filly. You have to pace this out. You don't want to tire yourself out before you get to see it all. But of course, since you are Rainbow Dash, that would never happen. Now, just in awe, like Twilight would be when she gets lost in a good book or learning a new spell. I bet you can imagine that. How is she? You think to yourself, before getting re-immersed in everything, deeper and deeper. It's like so big. I wonder how many ponies are here today. Trick to maneuver to trick, a constant stream of training. So many moves filling your mind. Filly flash, buccaneer blaze, cold corkscrew, high speed strut, sonic rainbow. All of your wonderful tricks, all yours to perform, to entertain and laugh. Airspeed, tail positioning and direction, all the important factors coming to mind. Sonic rainbow, a hurricane of colors around you. And then Scootaloo says, "You were chanting in your sleep." And then you wake up on a soft cloud. Dash, you fell asleep before practice again. You got caught up in your nap without realizing it again. Even as you go to speak, to respond, to talk, your voice is a slightly more feminine one, sounding scratchy and almost strained, as if it could crack at any moment, showing no hints of who you used to be. A voice of some pony who feels just right being her cool little self. Now you can feel your new body. See your new body. Imagine and feel all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. their four-legged gait and swishing tail and pointed ears, their beautiful, swift wings and loyal, friendly, playful feelings, the curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm an awesome pony. And whenever you say, I'm an awesome pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the cool little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They are now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the cool little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the awesome little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm an awesome pony, it will feel even more natural for you, your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen and train seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip in the body and mind of this cool pony as the experience expands more and more with each visit. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more, slowly but surely coming to consciousness in your lovely pony form. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger with each passing word, just as they have been this whole time. One, blackness at first, slowly waking up, feeling relaxed and fuzzy. Two, more and more as your awesome mind starts to bubble to the surface. Three, consciousness returning, those wonderful, cool thoughts, you slowly begin to become aware of your beautiful pony form, hooves and wings, muzzle and tail, and your flowing mane and ears too. And then your surroundings lazily begin to come back into focus. Four, almost there. Now you feel that numbness of your neck slowly wearing off. You give your tail a shake, fluffing it slightly, as ruffling your wings a bit, feeling their raw power while you stretch out. Five. Refreshed and awake. Truly awesome. and I hope you enjoy Little Pony